Hey, hey, come catch this wave with the Fix Squad. The fix is in. I'm Mr. Soul. I'm tuning in. What you doing?
Got him. Look, real hip-hop revealed that it fits. Pure, you can feel it in the mix. Finally stop pushing the culture forward. This is it. Proceed at your own risk. Got him. Beach balls and life, giving them truth in it. Screaming revolution when only a few minutes. My sentiments exactly everything that we do clutch. Another reason to turn the volume up. Sheesh, know what we stand on. Solid ground where we land. Say it's no use, the culture was out of hand. But now out of reach, we gotta stick to the plan. Dark days for the sunshine. Any good news, I'm proof that it's living. Yeah, revolving the art, the shot go with it. Keeping the beats on the block, don't miss it. Welcome
to the city, stand up. James left, but the king still reigns here. No tears, no love lost, no rain here. Delivers, I promise, Santa rain here. Love for the city still resides here. Fix for your ailment, faith that resides outside the lines. Detox your mind, cause it matters. Art outside the box, we paste better. The fix is in, and we rock a channel. We rock with them for what's deep within. Expose those who talk but don't live. Expose those who talk but don't live. Take offense. Judge by the fruit from the tree. But if the fruit tastes like the streets, and money is the fruit that they speak, so tell me whose face do they see? Repeat. Take offense. Judge by the fruit from the tree. But if the fruit tastes like the streets, and money is the fruit that they seek, so tell me whose face do they seek?
Yes, sir. You're now tuned into The Fix, your source for faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry, right here on Sirius XM, Channel 154, Holy Culture Radio. It's your boy, DJ Focus, checking in.
And it's your girl, Dice Gamble, checking in. Happy Memorial Day, everyone. Listen, I'm jealous of those of you who don't have to go to work. But shout out to all of those who are working today, like us. But listen, enjoy your day. Make an extra plate. Mm-hmm. You're going to wish you had that later.
Please do. Please make you an extra plate. Because I promise you, the Lord knows I'm going to enjoy when I place. Listen, we always like to do our thing the day before the holiday.
Right.
We cooked out a little bit yesterday, Dice. I don't know how your weekend was, but we started our Memorial Day weekend on Friday. So we started, we went out, had some dinner, but we also cooked Sunday yesterday.
Okay.
And when I tell you, oh, absolutely. I smoked some ribs.
Come on now.
Wifey made some baked beans and a little some green beans. And we had some cold salads with it, some potatoes and potato salad and macaroni salad. So it was a light little something, but it was just us. So it was enough for us. But I got some more bones left. So the Lord knows later on today, we're going to knock a couple more of them bones off. Because I'm coming up on a wrap. Listen, we coming up. It's almost close. We're getting close to Stella time, Dice. We
got to
make sure when we walk that red carpet. Yeah, I don't want that. I don't want that thing that sits a little bit right behind you. That pudge on the side when you take them side pitches. I don't want that there no more. I want to get rid of that before we go. So. Yeah, I want to get rid of that. You know how you take them side pictures, you know. What is that? What is the muffin love handle situation you got there? What is that?
Well, listen, hey, I'm just pulling up, man. I can't make any bets or guarantee any abs. You know, I got a half a ab showing right now. That's all I got. But I haven't found a shirt where they just show one half a ab. So I might. Hey, it's going to be what it's going to be. But I know it's going to be fun. I'm excited just to be there. And to be in the conversation. So I don't know if we're going to come home or anything, but I'm ready.
Hey, if God say so, yeah, it's all in God's hands now. We'll see what happens. Absolutely. Once again, you're tuned into The Fix. And of course, our mission is to expose the culture to positive but relevant music that keeps Jesus Christ at the center of the message. And listen, absolutely, we want to shout out all the veterans, everybody who served this country, all our loved ones lost. We know Memorial Day is all about that, really honoring loved ones lost, as well as everybody who's ever done anything in any branch of service for our country. We salute you. We thank you for your service and everything you've done. So, of course, that's our Real Talk topic today, Dice. We got to talk about it a little bit, don't we?
Mm-hmm. We do. I mean, listen, we need to know our origin of the things that we are celebrating. And I'm excited about this one because we get to kind of highlight a few different things that maybe you didn't know. So we celebrate it every year, but it's good to know why you do what you do. So this is going to be a good one.
Absolutely. It's going to be really good. Listen, our spiritual detox is going to be good too as well. We're going to go down to Orlando, Florida and chop it up with our brother Don J Live. Newly signed to Forgiven Music. We know that's Karen the Light's label. You got Karen the Light, you got Don J Live, as well as Kid Lee on that Forgiven Music. But yes, I think he's one of the vet. He's kind of like a still like a vet in the game. A lot of people just don't know him. And I don't think, listen, I was excited to get him on the line because he got a lot of fire music out. He got a couple EPs he's dropped that are ridiculous that I don't know why people are not talking about it. So, yeah, we're going to get him on the line. We're going to talk new music. We're going to talk about the culture of Christian hip hop. We're going to talk about everything he got going on with Signing to Forgiven Music. So keep it locked for that exclusive spiritual detox. Listen, it's Memorial Day, so you know what we're doing. We'll turn your radios up. We appreciate y'all waking up with us. We're going to wake y'all up the right way. We're going to play nothing but these bangers this morning so you can have fun with your loved ones this morning. If you're cooking already, bless your life. That's my nana would say. That's how you're supposed to rise early and you're supposed to cook early.
Come on now.
Listen, let's get to this music. We'll be back with more. Keep it locked. You're tuned into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
Welcome back. Welcome back. DJ Focus. You're tuned back into The Fix, your source for faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry. Stop playing. You know what time it is, man. So y'all better strap up, man. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I feel like I done found a little best kept secret, man. Somebody got some crazy bars, and I wasn't aware of it. Y'all know how I stay up on my music. Y'all know I stay up on these artists. I'm always looking to break a record, and I got some new records to break from this man on the line right now. Listen, let's be very clear, man. He's representing Forgiven Music. Shouts out to my dude, Karen the Light, and little sis, Kid Lee. Without further ado, let me welcome in, man. Listen, I'm telling you, he's a heavy rhyme spitter. Let's be very clear. Don J Live. What's going on, bro?
Man, appreciate you, my boy. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir, man. I'm excited for this one, man. I'll be honest with you. Like I say, I was not familiar with your music, so forgive me. I'm caught up now, though. Let's be very clear. I am caught up now. I was sleeping. I knew about Karen music. I knew about Kid Lee. And, you know, yeah, when Karen told me he was starting the label, and he was talking about you. Let's be very clear. When we interviewed him, he was like, yeah, don't sleep on my dude Don J Live too as well. He do that work too as well. And I was like, all right, let me go check him out. And then, yeah, when I checked your music out, that's when you seen the DM. Yeah, bro, we need an interview, bro. Let's get it in. Oh, cool. Let's get it in. So listen, first, man, tell somebody, you know, for somebody who may not know who you are, Don J Live, like, take us through just who you are as an artist. How did you even get into the game?
Yeah, man, Don J Live, man, I started out in Milwaukee, Wisconsin is where I'm born and raised, actually. I live down here in Orlando, Florida, but I started out actually doing poetry and spoken word. So, when I was in college, man, we would go to the Black Student Union joint. Everybody know about the Black Student Union joints. We would go to those. And I say we, because me and my buddy, we started this little Bible study on campus just to engage the Black folks, man. And we just started that joint on campus back in the day, 2012, 2011 or so. And I would go to them joints and do the announcements, and I'd do some spoken word for the announcements. But also, too, I'm in there rehearsing some of the truth lines from some of his joints back in the day. Like, I'm just getting them, like, you know, excited about, you know, coming to the Bible study joint. And then I'm like, man, hold on, what would this look like if I put this on wax? And so I actually started rapping in 2012-ish, didn't release anything until 2014. And so it's been a minute, I ain't gonna lie, but I'm not gonna lie. Like, man, y'all gotta listen to the music. I think my sound is so unique that, unfortunately, man, for 10 years I've been sitting on it, like, as far as like really going into it and really expressing myself fully in my sound. And I've been around the way when it comes to CHH and just knowing people and like what's going on and like being in the scene, but I've been low key for years. And it's time to change that. You mentioned Karen the Light. That's bro. Like, he a visionary. We call him a visionary. And so, like, it's just time to change that. I appreciate him for everything he's doing. And everything he's just doing, he's just showing me so much, him being a newer artist and me having been here for a minute. And it's just like, man, you know, so, yeah, that's a little snippet. I don't know if you want to, you know what I'm saying, some more, but that's pretty much how I got started.
No, that's good. But so I'm curious to know why sit on it. So I hear you say that you were sitting on your music. Were you like not assure yourself? Like, what you mean? How you sit on heat like this?
Yeah, it's, man, it's a lot, man. I think you get to overthinking stuff, man. I think, I mean, Moses posed so many questions before he actually went, you know what I'm saying, and did. Like, God, like, I got you, homie. Like, just go and walk and do this, and I'm gonna hold you down. But on along the way, he like, I'm gonna send you this, I'm gonna do you this because you asking for this, you know what I'm saying, and help you out or whatever. For me, it's just like, man, I don't know. Like, I'm really going through a season right now where it's like the word is faithfulness. You know what I'm saying? Like we hear that in the spirit. It's one of the nine joints, but it's like, what does that really look like? And for me with music, it's like, man, God, have I been faithful to you with the music? Not with necessarily having a talent. I've been writing for, you know, for folks. I've been doing all type of stuff, you know, behind the scenes, but like, you know, actually putting it out and the stuff that I have. And so, man, it was definitely probably some stuff on me just sitting back and I don't know, just being passive, man, with the music, which you can't really do. And I got so much stuff that I haven't released, and that's probably a lot of artists' story. But for me, man, I'm really just basking in that grace right now of having not been really faithful, I think, with the music. Yeah, man, just pushing forward right now. You know what I'm saying? So
no, that's good. Talk about a little bit about your spiritual regimen. Like, what's your daily spiritual regimen? Because I feel like you're a preacher. So yeah. Like, you know, what was it, a season where you was just like ministering? You know, I hear you say, you know, you set up the little Bible thing on campus where people could come out and hear the word. But so were you focused on that for a little bit?
I ain't gonna lie, that's been a big thing in my life. So I got a kind of a traditional story. I was saved at a younger age, you know, when I was 11 or so. And so I've been walking with the Lord, you know, it's been what, 20 years now. And it's not like a, you know, pat on the back. We don't, you know, I don't boast in myself or anything like that. But like, as far as I think the music, but then like trying to figure out what the calling is and like how that really works, you know what I'm saying? Because I got a family and I got other priorities and stuff like that. I think that stuff is kind of like a big thing. And that's not an excuse either, because this cats, they got families out here doing it. Like, shout out to Karen. Like, I know Karen, you know what I'm saying? Like, his whole family, you know what I'm saying? Like, everything. Like, it's a lot that goes into that. It's a lot of sacrifice. And so it's just like, man, yeah, with that, I think that the Lord has gifted me, yes, to answer your question. I think in, like, teaching and some other things, you know, prophecy and, like, evangelism, like, some of that stuff. That's my heart, heavy, 100 grand. And, yeah, I think it's... For me, it's just like whenever, and then also too, and then I can come back to the music and be like, all right, you know, I got it. Like, it doesn't take me as long to, you know, come up with something or like come up with something unique or like good if I'm really focused on it. I tried to do some trendy stuff last fall and do some singles like every week. Like, for example, like that was kind of like out of my lane a little bit, and I was kind of like uncomfortable with it. But if I work on something, you know, focus on it, you know, it can go a different direction. But yeah, man, to your point, yeah, always been ministry minded and, but I'm learning now though that your life is not a ministry, it's the ministry. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just it's not, you know, one of the joints, it's the ministry. It's like whatever you do, just do it, you know, in all things that we do. And so
absolutely.
Yeah, man, that's really where I've been at.
Speak to the importance of family, because I feel like, you know, you brought something up about just being the importance of family, understanding you got, you know, other things that are kind of like priority. I know, you know, you're married. So, you know, we saw a lot of kingdom marriages crumble during the pandemic. You know, speak to that dynamic of just the importance of family and also just marriage and what it represents and what it means to you.
Absolutely. Well, firstly, I mean, if you look at biblically, that's the first thing Satan attacked. He ain't touched the animals. He ain't touched nothing. He was like, let me go for this covenant that God has created with man. This beautiful covenant. And so I think it's like to know that, it's like to know a punch is coming and then you just still kind of stand there and you just look at it the whole time. If it's a slow motion, it's like, bro, like you should have saw that coming. So I think like marriages have been attacked, you know, for years, of course, but like, recently, man, yeah, to that point, a lot of, man, the guys I know, man, of course, not mentioning names, but like just homies that I dearly, you know, have gone through the fire with the marriages and even, you know, not even just the music scene, but just in my church. And like, man, it's a thing, man. The biggest thing for me that has helped, however, is something that we miss, I think, a lot when we look at the scriptures, like it's the community aspect of stuff. Like if you're trying to do, it's just like if you're trying to be a, you know, Christian, and really, I think my heart is, being in community, I mean, it helps you. And you see, that's what Jesus did with the disciples. He brought them together in community. More so, it wasn't about necessarily, I mean, it was about, you know, the gospel and God's story. But it was a little bit about how he put them together and then how we should model that, you know what I'm saying, being in community. And I think that's huge. Some of the apostles were married and, you know, they had community, and I'm pretty sure they chopped it up about that type of stuff. But like going through that stuff, man, is huge, man. But going through it with somebody, some other people that are believers that aren't messy, because that's another thing, you know what I'm saying, that are truly submitted and surrendered to the Lord in that way can be helpful. But yeah, that's my priority, though. One of my priorities, of course, the Lord being first. But my my wife, you know what I'm saying, man, there's so much with it. I've learned a lot having my son, even. Like, I've recently, I'm 31. I just went through, like, my wound, with my father wound. Like, I just went through that joint, right? I'm 31. I ain't see that joint between, you know, when I was, you know, born to, like, when I was, like, 29. I ain't see nothing until I had my son. And I'm like, oh, here's some of the emotive things that I was missing when I was younger, maybe. And here's some of the, you know what I'm saying, because my father and my mother are still together to this day, glory to God, and, like, all those things. But I think there was a lot of, I mean, I'm a military kid too as well. That's another caveat. So, like, both of them military, pops, law enforcement. And so it's like, there was a lot of discipline, instruction, all that stuff. And I felt there was a little bit of emotive things missing. And I have to be mindful of that going into my, you know, marriage. We married 8 years this year. Don't quote me, 2015. Somebody do the math. Making sure I'm right on that joint. You guys got to remember the marriage, the wedding date.
You good.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, 8 years in. And, yeah, man, it's just a lot I'm learning, man. Prioritizing her and then, you know, my children. And when it comes to music, you know what I'm saying? And so, yeah, I remember days, though. It used to be hard. It used to be a struggle. In a pool between, let me do some music, bae, or like, you need some time. Like, all right, I got to figure it out. You know what I'm saying? So, it's huge. But
yeah, you're right. You have to balance it and make sure it makes sense. You know, it's Mental Health Awareness Month, so I got to ask you, you know, what are some things you do to keep your mental health intact with balancing a family, you know, working and making sure that you do the things you're trying to do with your artistry?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been working out recently. I think that BJ Thompson mentioned it. He mentioned it all the time. I met bro a while ago. Yeah, he was just saying like we should see the balance between our spiritual health and our physical health a little bit, you know, and it should cause us to kind of pause and put a, you know what I'm saying, a lens on it and not forget about it. And so for me, yeah, man, that's been one thing. I think the other thing really, man, is just being a community, man. I'm pushing that heavy, heavily, man. Just being a community, the local church, man, no matter the quirks, whatever, as long as they preaching the word of God, you know what I'm saying? And they know, you know, a lot of, you know, extra, stuff going on in the background that's distracting you from the Lord Jesus, then we good. But like community, man, working out and, yeah, man. Oh, the social media stuff. I'm not going to lie. It's a lot on social media. I've had to limit and, you know, and pause and take a break and all that stuff. I think that stuff is healthy. I think it's mature to do as well, because it's easy to just go in emotions and then you mess around, you falling, you know, from grace all the time. You look up, you like, oh, like, hey, how did I get here? And then it's a, you know what I'm saying, a downhill thing from there. You get an upcline, I guess, from there. So yeah. Appreciate you mentioning that, sir.
No, that's good, man. Listen, DJ Focus, you tune into The Fix, your source of faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry. We got to go to a quick break. I promise you, keep it locked. We're coming right back with more from Don J Live.
You're in the mix with The Fix Show.
Welcome back, DJ Focus. You tap back into The Fix right here on Holy Culture Radio, Sirius XM Channel 154. Still chopping it up, man. Got my brother Don J Live on the line right now. So let's talk about it, man. You know, once again, this music that I'm hearing now, these two EPs you got out. First, walk us back through the first EP. So you got the new one out that just dropped, but walk us through the inspiration behind both of these two EPs that you dropped.
Yeah, absolutely. So both of them are a summation pretty much of kind of what I was trying to do in the fall of 2020. Was trying something new. Shouts out to Caleb Gordon, young boy, doing his thing out here in Florida, actually. He was doing the weekly joints, and I'm like, man, that's dope. And this is why I love, you know, CHH and being inspired. And yeah, man, I was just like, man, let me try to do the weekly joints and see, you know, how it works, where it goes. I think for me, it didn't end up being my style, because I've been told by people like, yo, you can probably, you know, sell your music direct sale to people. Like, that's how good it is. And I was, you know, I take that with a grain of salt, you know, and I'm like, okay. But yeah, man, for me, the two EPs, the first one, definitely my favorite song off that joint is called I See. I wrote that in 9 to 5, which is on the second one, actually. I wrote those two with the heart of just like kind of lament and like crying out to the Lord. And it's like, it's a lot going on. Like, it's a lot of heavy stuff. So I opened the first one up with IC. May or may not sound like an intro, but I definitely wanted it to be that first joint that people heard. And that joint did pretty well. And then from there, I got into a few other ones. Go is one that I was kind of experimenting with a little bit with my sound, for example, on the first one. And then, yeah, man. Then so that birthed the second one, which they were actually going to be one album together. And so I just kind of split them up or whatever. And the second one, I feel like, was supposed to be the stronger one. You know what I'm saying? I had a few joints on there. Mighty Man is one of my favorite joints. That's just talking about manhood and just struggling, trying to be a man, and literally trying to live into it. But then it's a lot of these vices that are facing you and all that stuff. And, you know, yeah, like really at the end, giving that to Jesus. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, man. And then I got one, 9 to 5. Again, I mentioned I'm dropping something soon for that. So look out for that. But that was about losing my job. And so, yeah, just wanted to put something together. I hadn't done an EP in 3 years. So that was huge. And got more coming, definitely.
Talk about the track Save Me. That's actually one of my favorites on the on part two. And it caught me off guard because I love the way you set the song up. So just talk about that that right there.
Save Me was actually, that was like my single from all of the ones I did. That was the one I was like, okay, this radio, this is like everything. It's ready to go. My tone, you know, some of the punchlines, like I was trying to use in that joint, like it all made sense. It's weird though. That was birthed out of experiment. And that wasn't like, again, I was just trying different sounds and things. And for me, I'm usually a conscious type dude. So I used to rap really at one level. If you hear my old stuff, shout out to Elevate Direction. That's my old name. Nobody knows except for the people that know. But like back in the day, Elevate Direction, I rapped really at one tone, and it was just like getting it high level. You know what I'm saying? Like DMX, just stay in there. Like I'm heavy, you know what I'm saying, in your face with it. And Save Me, yeah, I came down a little bit and I was like, let me play with the, you know, the vocal tones and go up and down a little bit, like be mellow and stuff like that. And it worked really well. And one thing, I've always been really, really, really focused on hooks and choruses. That's my like bread and butter. And I haven't even gotten into my bag, I don't think, with that yet. But that's my thing. And I'm excited about that. So
how important is collaboration? Because you just kind of, you know, talked about your creative process. Like, so when you do collabs, how important is it to kind of like know what direction you're going in? Are you one that needs to have the hook already written down? Are you, you know, thinking and writing something down, thinking like, all right, who can I get to, you know, bring this to life outside of myself? Or are you just always game plan? No, it's just me.
Yeah, no, I will nowadays, I'm writing with an artist in mind. I'll be like, okay, I'm going to send this to so-and-so. Or I'm going to send this to, you know, so-and-so. For example, with the joint with Kid Lee, like, that was actually, that's a funny story. That was actually my single that I was going to release for me. And then she heard it and she was like, what you doing with this joint? And I was like, she was good, son. Like, you can have that joint. Like, what we doing? So, you know, like, man, literally I wrote that envisioning her getting on that joint and she slid on that joint, of course. But then like, yeah, same thing. Like I will write specific to an artist, but I feel like I'm versatile enough to have a sound that I have and see if anybody meshes with it. And I think that's been a thing that I kind of struggled with a little bit, like sticking to my sound and my style. Because when you hear my album coming out a little bit later in the year, like you'll be like, okay, this is his sound. Like that's the sound, right? But in CHH, it's like not too many like dive into that sound at all. And that's okay with me. Like I'm fine with it. And it's just like sometimes I gotta write in my, you know, my little corner and, you know, just pray like, Lord, what's good with this? Like, you know, my heart, my passion to melodies and to all that stuff and how to see a song flow together. I write all my hooks first, all hooks and choruses. That's my number one. And that's my number one thing to do. And so I start there. Hooks, choruses, I don't even worry about the verses. Verses gonna come. If you got a dope hook or chorus, like, it's gonna be straight.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Listen, Don J, he has two EPs out sometime on Tuesday, part one and part two. You need to cop both of them. Download them things right now. Get them things in your spirit because they crazy ridiculous. Listen, you know, I can have this conversation with you because I know you know hip hop. You know, hip hop turned 50 years this year. This is the 50 years that we're acknowledging hip hop for what it is altogether. What's your take on the state of hip hop altogether? I think Christian hip hop has had a staple on it, I would argue, for at least the last 10 years, where even the mainstream artists even recognize us over here on this side. But just in general, being a, you know, a person that grew up in hip hop, loving hip hop, what do you think we are, the culture and the state of hip hop altogether?
Huge question, man. I grew up on Talib Kweli, Common Sense. So, you know what I'm saying? I can quote like Water for Chocolate straight through. Like, you know, I grew up like that. And so I've seen definitely, I was just telling my boy this, I've seen definitely the progression of it, the different turns that we've taken, the way in which, I mean, even Neville Heist, for example, I love dropping names because these, you know, brothers and sisters in Christ, Neville Heist is taking that route where it's like, he's still, you know what I'm saying, live show, Sway in the Morning, freestyling, and he's doing it at a crazy level. And then, mm-hmm. you know, we got other cats, man, coming in doing stuff. So, I mean, the state of it overall, man, I think that, man, it's a lot. There's a lot of influence. It used to be, really, you mentioned the 10 years. I think the 10 years before that, it was a lot of we being influenced by that sound. Or maybe, backwards, the sound being influenced by us. Now it's a lot of us. We're grabbing some of those sounds, those mainstream sounds. We're pulling those in, but using them in a way where it's like, oh no, this is fresh though. This is different. This is new. This is something shiny. Like, let me go, you know what I'm saying, and check this out. Because you do have artists that are like getting attention from, you know, mainstream artists that are, you know, Christians. And it's just like they like, man, how do we get this to, you know, continue? Like, what do we, you know, do? And they may not even have the same faith, belief, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, it's a beautiful thing to see. I think that's the gospel. It ain't got to be always, you know what I'm saying, 5, 6, 7 central points of Jesus every time. And so I think, you know, we can walk in step with the Holy Spirit and be very effective. With that, man, it's like, it's a lot, man. It's a lot of influence on our end. But then also, too, mainstream, I think, is seeing and respecting. And there's a lane, I think, opening up. They're going to have to do something with us, honestly. There's a lot happening. There's a lot of creativity. And there's not too many in that lane, but it's like opening up, man. Like, it's a lot of creativity, man. These sounds are really sounding really, really good. And so I'm excited. I'm excited. And I look forward to what's next, man.
Yeah, they definitely have been noticing us. Let's be very clear. The sync placements for different artists have been going crazy.
Literally, what I brought out my boy, he out here in Orlando as well. Like, man, you've been putting people on with the sync stuff. That's what I'm trying to get into next as well. Sync is literally an indicator of where everything is, because they don't even need. Like, it's just like, let's hit up them.
Clearly.
Like, they got it, though, so, yeah.
Yeah, continue to make the dope music. They're going to know it. Listen, do you think, I know, you know, you're pretty much solid. You know, you got a good team. Shouts out, like I say, to Karen and Kid Lee, you know, you being on, you know, Forgiving Music. But do you think there's a lack of unity in CHH? Do you feel like, you know, a lack of unity and it's kind of clicky at times?
Yeah, absolutely. It can be tempting to do that, definitely. And I think that, I mean, honestly, it's just kind of boiled out of pride. And here's the thing, though, with hip-hop. Hip-hop started, you know, like that. You know what I'm saying? It was yay versus yay. Like, it was like he versus he. Like, it was a thing. It was like, we not doing it to hate each other. We doing it to, no, I'm nicer with the pen than you, right? And so let's battle rap. You know what I'm saying? Let's go back and forth. Let's dance and see who got the best moves. Like, that's the foundation of it. And I was telling somebody recently who I figured, I was like, okay, probably a little younger in the CHH scene, not even necessarily in the faith, but just like the scene or whatnot. I think we have, if we going to put the hip hop on there, we got to look at, you know, where hip hop started out. And we probably have some foundations in beginning hip hop a little, like, I don't even know, you know what I'm saying? I don't even know, like, going back to the 70s, like, I really don't know the origins. I know the origins of hip hop, but like Christian hip hop and like where that started at. Cause I feel like they were rapping about faith and like consciousness stuff back in the day. You know what I'm saying? And so if that's the case, we got to know that the full definition of that hip hop, it was started as MC versus MC type stuff. And that can cause clicky stuff. And then you think about what Christians do in our walk. Like, we try not to be, you know what I'm saying? We try to be as together as possible in one body, united. And it's like, man, it's almost like we're setting ourselves up, because it's like, man, like, you got that component of hip hop, but then you got the Christian idea of, like, you know, unity. It's become definitely cliquey. It's been cliquey. I think, I don't even think it was necessarily cliquey. I think it was, there was somebody up here, right? Probably all know the name and stuff like that. And then, and there's people down here, everybody trying to get up there, right? And it's like, bro, why you not, you know, looking down and pulling us up? And it's just like, well, we just taking whatever opportunities God gives us. You know what I'm saying? It's not necessarily a us versus y'all thing or anything like that. It's just like, whatever opportunity there is, we're going to take it. And so that's why I love what, like, No Big Deal and them is doing, what they joint, you know what I'm saying? What Karen's doing. What, like, people just have their own little things. And it's just like, it can be used for really, really good. It can be. You know, I think, in, you know, we may lose sight of the focus when we start to make it clicky and stuff like that. But that's another thing too, man. That's a whole different conversation. Should we charge for features or not? My heart is like, look, man, if you're trying to collab, we can collab. Like, you know, I used to be in a mindset of, I actually collaborated probably with more artists that aren't, and artists and producers that aren't Christian than I have. Because I used to work out of Chicago, and cats, you know, Kanye Camp used to come through, Chance, Nick Jenkins, like all of them guys, we recorded with the same engineers. And so that's where I'm, like, my mindset. And so when I come to see it change, it's like, oh yeah, I'm a Christian. Like, I'm heavy in this, but it's like, I get it though. Like, I get, you know what I'm saying? XYZ don't want to mess with XYZ. Not saying that it's good, but it's like, you know, so I don't know. Yeah, that's a good question.
Listen, we appreciate you, Don, man, kicking it with us this morning, man. Tell the people how they connect with you, follow you on all your social media platforms, as well as, listen, introduce your new banger.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, man, Don J Live, DonJayLiv, everywhere. You can Google that joint. Don J Live on Instagram. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, all the socials, Don J Live. And yeah, man, my new joint, which actually really ain't new, but it's kind of new for y'all that's hearing it, 9 to 5. I'm dropping a video very, very soon. Look out for that video, 9 to 5, by Don J Live. It's yeah, it's got some different angles in it, so check it out.
Keep it locked. You tune into The Fix. You know The Fix is in.
Holy Culture Radio. Healing, hope, and how to's.
Welcome back. Welcome back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix, your source for faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry. And it's time to get a little real. I know y'all came for that real talk conversation. We like to start our week off, too, as well, Dice. We'll get a chance to start it off right and talk about, listen, Memorial Day is today. We thank everybody for waking up with us. We know a lot of people probably already, you know, all the good cooks, Dice. You know, all the good cooks already.
All
got
the
that
good cooks.
Meat. Yeah, the good cooks already got that meat seasoning. They probably already got some of their side dishes. If you a beans person, or, you know, you like to, you know, get them greens, collard greens and turnip greens and all them good greens going, and maybe some mac and cheese and baked beans already popping. And, you know, I know my dad used to get that smoker going early because he wanted that thing to smoke all day. So my dad would have that smoker going for almost an hour, get it real warm before he even put anything on it. So, yeah, for everybody getting ready to have some family and friends over and have a good time, listen, let's be safe. Let's have some fun today. And let's talk about it, though, Dice. Let's talk about the meaning of Memorial Day and Memorial Day celebrations and everything that goes into it.
That's cool. Well, you know, Memorial Day, it is observed on the last Monday of May. It honors the men and women who died in the military. And we fly flags and we, you know, we cook and we do all this, shoot off fireworks. Some people just cacao, you know, shooting off rounds. But it is, Memorial Day is said to originally have been started by African Americans. And the story goes, there was a group of bodies that were left over after the war. And, you know, just, we didn't know who they were, couldn't put a name to the face, even if they had their body intact. And so, like, about 300 people were laid in graves side by side. And, you know, they were honored that way. And that's why if you go across country, you'll see all those crosses everywhere. But it started in Charleston in 1868. And so now we do know that it originated as Decoration Day. And there were some formerly enslaved individuals and soldiers who had gathered in honor to honor those, you know, graves of people that didn't have a name who fought during the Civil War. So they were Union soldiers, you know, and that's the short of it. So, you know, one day we'll tell the whole full story. But yeah, that's why, you know, African-American communities typically go harder on Memorial Day, is because we do know that we have that deep rooted history in creating that actual holiday to honor our men and women who fought during the Civil War.
Absolutely. Listen, do you have anybody who served in the service, military?
Yeah.
Family members?
Yeah, absolutely. I think my parents' generation was that they were the last who said, okay, that's it. You know, I did not, but definitely have brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles, family members, all in everyone. Like, and if you get together for Memorial Day and you are a military family, you do know that there is nothing but beef on that day about which branch of the military is better. You know what I'm saying? So it's like having your NBA teams, you know what I'm saying, your favorite teams, and there is war at the table when you're eating, but it's all out of love. And I thank God for everybody who's protecting and serving. I mean, like, obviously freedom is a big deal. And so people who've constantly given up their lives for us, we should take time and really reflect and thank God for them and their service, because they didn't have to do it. And that's why we get to do it, you know, things that we get to do today. So, yeah. Shout out to absolutely. Happy Memorial Day. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. I know my dad served in the Army, and okay. I had an uncle who was served in the Navy. So, yeah, I remember. It's funny you said that when they get together that they would have these heated conversations who is who. And they had all their little sayings, too, as well. I don't know all the sayings.
What are we talking about?
Well, you know, because, you know, the Navy says this, you know, I think the Navy says hoorah. So I don't know. Yeah. Don't quote me on that. I am not in the service. I just know it was always interesting to see not only my dad and my uncle, but also my dad had other friends who were like, you know, in the Army as well as the Navy, you know, and even the reserves, you know, when you talk about being in the reserves. My cousin actually was in the reserves too as well. So, yeah, it's always funny to see them have that like friendly competition of who was better or what we do, you know, y'all in the water. So what?
Yeah.
We on land. Yeah, y'all hiding in the water. We on the land. That was the big one. It was always back and forth. But we definitely want to acknowledge everybody who's ever served on any capacity and any branch for this country, for us. Let's be very clear, because I've never been in the service like you said too as well, Dice.
Yeah.
And it takes a different type of sacrifice to say you're going to go and you're going to serve your country. I'm gonna be honest with you. That's a whole nother mindset. That's a whole nother sacrifice. So some of these people are leaving their families. I know a lot of people that were married and they would leave their families and would have to go and be gone for 18 months, 2 years before they can even come back to their family. So, yes, I definitely want to salute them. And just want to pay homage to the ones who, like I say, served the country, because that is important. And I'm glad you brought up the Black fallen soldiers and how the origin of this was wrapped around just honoring those soldiers who, listen, I can only imagine back then, you said like 1865 or something. Come on. I could just only imagine being back in that era and doing that.
Yeah, we lost. Yeah, so it was like 6,620,000 people, soldiers died during the Civil War. I mean, which is like trying to get that, wrap that around your mind. That's hard. And so just the fact that, oh Lord, like we even have a Memorial Day is a miracle to me. I'm like, man, did we not kill off everybody? But I mean, like I said, we've been fighting for freedom. And that's why, you know, the African-Americans in Charleston, South Carolina, who did say, hey, no, we're not just going to throw these bodies like this. Like, we're going to actually honor them. You know, they fought for us. And, you know, when we're free now, so we definitely want to make sure we use that time to, you know, set this up, man, and show some love. And then each year, that's why people go back. Typically, you go put flowers on a grave or you visit, you know, somebody who served in the military and just, you know, go show a little bit of love and honor. And yeah, so things like that make me proud. So when we don't get to have us reflected like that in history books, it really bothers me, because I'm like, you know, I've said it before. I said, I think Black people are the most loving people and most accepting people I have ever met. And I'm talking about in America. You know, we've done a great job at accepting everything and everybody, and, you know, and just loving, you know, just loving what it is. So I don't know. We need to share more stories like this, but yeah.
Fun no, that's fact. Good. That is a fun fact. And, mm-hmm. and I love the fact. I think we got to put a little, we're going to put a little Bible on it. We're going to talk about it from this. Let's dive into this, Dice. Mm-hmm. We're honoring the prisoners of war who served. How, you know, it's still, we coming up on the end of Mental Health Awareness Month. So what about being a prison in your mind? What about people who are in bondage? I mean, I know we touched a little bit of it, but I think that bondage and that prisoner of war, I'm just thinking a prisoner of war. Listen, we on war right now. We on the battlefield for our Lord every day, fighting this spiritual battle against all these principalities that are coming up against us every day. And I would argue some of our people are in prison in their mind.
I would argue that Black Twitter is a graveyard. Because they will body you. They'll be like, remember? Remember you was in CHH and you left? Like, you're like, good grief. Boy, okay. They got their own Memorial Day. But, no, I'm with you, though. I mean, you know, I don't know. One of the things that we definitely do over here is we celebrate our how many years we've been in the faith, you know. So when I'm glad you brought that up, because, you know, I'm quick to be like, nah, you know, 2104, like, you know, February the 1st, 2004. That's when I gave my life to Christ. I keep up with it. So it's a sort of mental Memorial Day for me as far as when I really, really was like, nah, I'm following you, Jesus. So, yeah. There is a lot of mental bondage in it, but I think one of the things that helps, and I know the stuff I say sounds corny sometimes, but I'm like, you need to know your date. And when you, like, when you know your date, the same way you celebrate your birthday or Memorial Day or anything else like that, it's nice to be like, man, God, I've been walking with you for 17 years. I've been walking with you for, you know, 20. It's encouraging. So that's my little, you know, dice tip for the day.
No, that's good. I'm glad you brought that, because it is encouraging to know when you really like rededicate your life, or when you got saved, because I think you take it more seriously. Let's be very clear. Like you say, we celebrate wedding anniversaries. We celebrate birthdays.
Everything.
Why are we not talking about the day that you acknowledge that you choose to wake up every day and follow a Lord and Savior and be an ambassador for Jesus Christ? That is an important day to remember. You should die. You should die knowing, like you said, 2014. I might be 89 years old now, but yeah, I remember I was 26, I was 25, you know, whatever it is. And I said, you know what, Jesus, I'm sold out for you. But I think too, as well, we in prison in our mind. I'm glad you brought up Black Twitter, and we love you, Black Twitter. I'll be honest with you. I have a love hate
for Black
relationship for Black. Yeah, I do. So here's the thing. One, especially for believers. So I'm talking specifically to believers. I'm talking about people who follow Jesus Christ. I have a love-hate relationship for it, because I just don't like the toxic communication. I don't like the fact that people hide behind a computer or cell phone. And I know a lot of these people would never say these things to people's faces. I'm just old school, Dice. When we had a disagreement, we had an issue with somebody. No. If I had an issue with Dice, with you, Dice, I would pull up on you. We ain't gonna be arguing all over the phone. No. We don't. I ain't. We ain't doing that. No. Let's meet face to face, and we can agree to disagree. Listen, we can throw balls, whatever it might be. But no, we didn't do all this Twitter thumbs and real all talk all aggressive, and you all the way in California, and I'm here in Cleveland. You talking real cocky. I mean, just real aggressive. So that's why I have a love hate for it. Now, I do like the fact that everybody can have a say, or open the conversation for the dialogue of understanding things better. I do like that part of it, but we don't use it for what it's for. I think these social media platforms, they were built for networking. I think they were built for networking on a level to where we can come together, not go against each other. So I don't think we're using it properly. And I think, like I said, that's a mental thing. I'll be honest with you. I think we're prisoners of trying to say something relevant the most relevant statement, and we're gonna talk about that this week too as well. We're gonna talk about staying relevant. Oh yeah, we're gonna talk about that this week. Make sure you keep that on my mind, because we're gonna touch base on that this week, just about how relevant and making sure you stay relevant. But I think that's what we fall victim to, or we're prisoners to, of staying relevant, making sure we talk about everything that's trendy and just kind of ride the wave compared to being your own individual. And showing who you are as, you know, as your own individual. So yeah, it's amazing. We're gonna keep talking about this. We gotta go pay some bills though, Dice. Let's go pay some bills. We're coming right back. Listen, happy Memorial Day. Thank y'all for waking up with us. That's what we're talking about today. Memorial Day and everything that goes into it, the meaning and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. Keep it locked. Tune into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
Holy Culture Radio is operated by the Core Link Solution, a 501c ministry dedicated to empowering people to reach their potential. If you feel led to contribute to this mission, visit www.holyculture.net/donations.
Hey, welcome back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix, your source for faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry. We appreciate y'all hopping in with us on this real conversation today. Happy Memorial Day again to everybody. We definitely want to shout out anybody who's ever served in this country in any capacity, in any branch. We definitely want to salute you today. Dice, we've been talking about, you know, the whole honoring of the prisoners of war, the real meaning of Memorial Day. And I was thinking about just some tips that, you know, I could bless the people with that helped me as I transitioned in my new walk. I'll be honest with you. I had to escape the prison of negative thinking. Negative thoughts were like constantly in my mind let's be very clear. When you unfortunately live a deceptive life, a street life, it's a lot of stuff you got to be into to make sure that people understand who you are and don't try to play you and run up on you. You know, it's a lot that goes with it. It's this whole facade you have to put on of who you are. So I know for me, the first thing I had to do was I had to set a new normal. My normal was, getting up. You know, I'm just being honest, getting high early in the morning, then go on the strip. You know what I'm saying? Make some money. You're riding through the hood, doing this, doing that, dropping off, whatever, getting into this. Pulling up to the club midday, you know what I'm saying? Just to, fulfill my nasty perversion. Yeah, y'all know what club I'm talking about when I say perversion. So, yeah, I had to get a new norm. I had to tell myself, no, this is not what I should be doing. I should not be doing these things. And now I need to understand that I need to do something else. So, you know what I did, Dice? True story. I'll be honest with you. I struggled though, but I went and got a job, a real job. I know y'all like, what you mean by that? No. At first, I was not working a real job. I was really, you know, doing stuff I had no business doing. So that was a new norm for me, because I got that first check, Dice, and I told you I cried. I don't think I ever cried like that ever, because I was like, you mean to tell me I got to work 2 weeks and get $500? My first check was like $485. Dice, I used to win that more. I used to win that on scratch off tickets. I could win $300-$400 on a scratch off ticket, Dice. Sitting in the hood all day freaking my mouth. I had to work 2 weeks and they gave me $490, Dice. I was looking at my wife. I said, you mean to tell me this is what you... Because she had a huge role in that. I'll be totally transparent. She gave me that ultimatum. Either you're going to leave them streets alone and do something right, or you can't be with me and my daughter. I said, oh, really? Okay. So I did it. And I said, you mean to tell me you okay with this? This is it. And I got to go do another 2 weeks. And you think this is cool? She was like, yeah, this is what we're going to do. You're going to do it the right way. You're going to work your way up. You're going to get some skills outside of street skills and learn how to do a profession and work your way up. And I promise you, yeah, we... You know, what they say, teeth and tongue fall out. We was at each other's throat for a couple years. But I was in prison. I was in prison in my mind of understanding that, listen, I had something that I thought that was the right way and that worked for me, but it wasn't the right way. So I brought that up to say, yeah, I was in prison in my mind of understanding I needed to create a new norm.
Well, we thank God that you figured that part out, because... Man, some people don't. Some people stay stuck. Some people don't want to get out of that. Some people are fine being trapped in their mind. Some people don't leave the house because they're trapped in their head every single day. And it's called rumination. And that's when you feel stuck in a cycle of negative thoughts. And it can be accompanied by aggravated anxiety or other disorders, but you're definitely distracted mentally. And, you know, and you need to break that habit, you know, especially if your depression is intensifying or your addiction is growing, you have sleep issues. So, and all of these things, they cause you physical health problems from a distress. Like, even if you're living a lifestyle of I'm not working or I'm getting high every day or I'm clubbing, or it's stressful because you got to figure out how to pay for this. Pay for this lifestyle when you're not doing the other stuff that you should be doing. And of course, there's a lot of risks that come with that, but it can be a prison. And a lot of people are stuck in a prison in their mind. I personally, I don't like to be controlled. So that's why I constantly fight my thoughts, because I'm like, anything that you do repeatedly that's negative and it's not helping you, you become a slave to. And I don't want to be a slave to a thought that's not helping me, you know? So I'm always on guard of, man, am I being controlled by this thing? Like, I mean, same reason why I don't do drugs now, because I'm like, I didn't want a drug to control me and kill me. If I was going to kill myself, I wanted to kill myself, you know, if I wanted to. I wanted to do that, not a drug or something that is, it don't even have a brain, you know what I'm saying? And it's controlling me. Like, nah. So I just, you know, kind of a little different, but people can fall subject to things. And then it's in your head and nobody else is talking to you. It's just you and the thoughts in your head. But we were talking about this the other day. That's why you have to know the voice of God, because the voice of God is very different than the voice that's in your head. The voice of God is different than the enemy's voice. The enemy doesn't know your thoughts, but he definitely knows your actions. So it's like the things that you're thinking, when you start acting that out, it's easy for the enemy to throw stuff in front of you. Oh, you going to a strip club? Okay. Well, I know what you're thinking. So then the enemy can use everything to get you to go back there, you know, to harm yourself. So, you know, I mean, we talked about this dump, you know, doing a mental dump of, these are the thoughts that I have. I do it often. Like, what are you thinking, Dice? Why are you thinking that? Why do you feel that way? You know what I'm saying? Is it valid? Or you know what I'm saying? Are you making that up? You know what I'm saying? Are you the hater right now? Or is it true? And if it's true, then we got to deal with it. So, you know, I think that's just my tip, you know, that I use often, is writing down my thoughts and addressing each one of them. And if they're not godly thoughts, or they're not thoughts that are helping me, I got to get rid of it. I got to just check it, check that, scribble that out, you know, change that thought. So whatever we're thinking, that's what we become. You know, it starts to get into your mind, your soul, and you become that thing. So you need another voice of God. You know, what does God say about you, your life, who you are, what you're called to? You need to know those things. And, you know, that's another tip, so you don't become a prisoner of your thoughts. Get free. I love getting free. Sometimes I'm a little too free, but I love getting free. I'm like, I love my freedom. The freedom to think the way that God has designed me to think. It's beautiful. That's why I'm like, man, y'all need to come to Christ, because that's where the freedom is. That's where the freedom is.
No, I agree. Listen, we got to talk a little bit about the fun stuff. I know we dove into that just in general, prisoners of mind. But let's talk about the fun stuff. Let's be very clear. Memorial Day is also not only just a celebration, of course, saluting to the fallen soldiers, but I think a lot of families, to your point, specifically Black families, we come together and we like to have some festivities. We like to have some fun. What's your favorite board game or game to play when you have a family function, you know?
I mean, always, we like the old school stuff, the Scrabble, the Yahtzees, the life, you know, we, especially with life, me and my sisters, we have our own colors that, you know, we're going to pick, you know, just all the board games. It's funny because whatever, you know, even in some board games, you have different, like cars and stuff, boots and things like that. Like we know who's who, like, don't switch it up, because I don't care. It could be 20 years, but we still, you know, I'm the car. Okay, you know I'm the car.
Don't play in Monopoly. I am always the top hat. Don't play. Leave okay, my top hat alone.
That's what I'm saying.
It's showtime at the Apollo. I used to always say, it's showtime at the Apollo. Stop. Leave my hat alone. Yes, I agree with you. Yeah. We like Monopoly on the board game side, but we like it's this game called Catch a Phrase.
Oh Lord, I can't stand that game.
What
I mean,
you mean? That's it.
Well, I like Catch a Phrase. I'm an artist. And when people can't get it, when people can't get the phrase, it bothers me. So, I, you know, I'm trying to keep my stress level low.
Well, that's why it's so fun, though, Dice, because I think, to your point, you are an artist, so you're constantly thinking. You're constantly creating. And I think a lot of people are not thinking all the time and creating. So that's why we like playing it, because it's like, yeah, come on. This is a fair game. And, yeah, we like catchphrase. Yeah. And then we're big card players in my family. We playing Bid Whist. We playing Spades. We playing Tunk. We playing Casino. Yeah, we big card players. So, yeah, if you can't talk no trash, don't sit down at none of our card tables because your feelings going to get hurt. Pray for us. We ain't there yet. Your feelings, the trash talk at the card tables. Y'all think they talk trash in sports? Get around my family talking, playing cards. The people be wanting to fight.
I have to go hug him.
I say, no, listen. He didn't mean nothing by it. She didn't mean nothing by it. And it's really, I'll be honest with you. When I get my aunts and my cousin, my female aunts, my female cousins and my aunts, when they can ruffle a grown man, and I'm talking about get that, you could just see the smoke coming from it. Because they talking so much trash. And they beating on them. And listen, it do everything for me. But I had to go get my partner sometimes. Like, no, listen, that's enough. You can't handle this. Let me play this hand for you.
No, it's like you can't even sit at the table. Please don't come over. Hey, listen, if don't soul win on Memorial Day at the house. Don't do it, because you're not going to hear a lot of Jesus at the table with spades and.
Okay, no, you're not.
You're not. You know, they playing rummy, they playing spades, and you're not going to hear anything about coming to know the Lord. You're gonna hear a lot, you know, that people need to repent for, and your feelings are gonna be hurt. Please don't sit down if you haven't been playing this game for 10 plus 20 years. I mean, just don't do it. I don't even know what else to say to you, because it's I'm even nervous to sit down to this day. And I already know, but I know I got this, but I'll be like, man, who's my partner? Because listen, you better pick a good partner or you're going to get your head cut off by your own partner.
Listen, we don't even play that. We already got our partners. Yeah, we don't play no partners. And then if you ain't got your partner, we so flaky. No, I ain't playing. I'm going to wait on my partner. We sit on the side and watch. I wait on my partner. Cause I ain't got time to coach you. Favorite dish. Favorite dish before we get out of here. What's your favorite dish to make or favorite dish that you look forward to eating?
Well, my favorite dish is my mom's chicken and dumplings. It don't matter. You know, I don't really rock with the barbecue no more. So, you know, unless y'all doing me some vegetables or fish or something, some shrimp out there. It's just every time. And here's the thing. It's just I got my favorites, man, because she's the only one that can make it. She's the only one that can make it the way she make it. So
I'll be honest with you. I look forward to my wife's mac and cheese and her greens. She always does the mac and cheese and greens on Memorial. No. She don't do it every day.
Every holiday. That's the go-to. Mac cheese.
Right.
Mac and cheese, greens, yams. That's my play.
See, I only get yams on Thanksgiving, so that's why I have to look forward to that. So yeah. Listen, DJ Focus, Dice Gamble, we got to go pay some bills. We're coming back with closing thoughts. Keep it locked. You're tuning into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
Welcome back, DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix right here on SiriusXM Channel 154. And listen, that's our time for the day. Happy Memorial Day to everybody. Again, if you're just waking up, listen, push rewind. I promise you with some real conversation on just the origin of what Memorial Day really stands for, what it means, and everything. So you definitely want to get that in your spirit. And I'm telling you, I appreciate you, Dice, because you brought up a lot of good content of the history of Memorial Day and everything that it means.
I mean, it means a lot to us, like I said, in the urban community. And I don't know if a lot of African Americans even knew that. We definitely played a huge role in creating that holiday by burying people who we didn't know who they were, but we wanted to honor them and make sure that they were buried properly. And then, just coming back every year to commemorate them helping, us to win, during the Civil War. So it's good stuff, man. It's good stuff. I love holidays, and I love celebrating. I love any holiday with food. Let me be specific. All other holidays, I could take them or leave them. But if you got food at the front of the holiday, I love that holiday more. So I think Memorial Day has always been fun, but it's usually always just been, hey, let's go to the park or go out of town, or we're grilling outside or fans coming over. But I don't know if people have really discussed the fact that freed, enslaved African Americans Americans were the ones who doubled back and got the bodies of families who, you know, we didn't even know who these guys were, and buried them properly. And that's what kicked off Memorial Day. And I think that's the part. I don't know. I have a deeper connection to it now. That's all I'm trying to say. So hopefully you guys got something out of that. Yeah. And hope you're enjoying your Memorial Day as well.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We thank you for waking up this morning. We definitely want to shout out our brother Don J Live. Listen, if you have not heard either one of his EPs, he has Sometime on Tuesday, Volume 1 and Volume 2 out right now. Go run them numbers up. Mm-hmm. They're both, I don't think you can skip a track. I'm just being honest. No. And if you listen to them and it's a track that you don't like, please DM me and let me know, because I want to talk about it. 9 to 5 is one of my favorite tracks. I also like he has a song called Save Me. That's amazing too as well. And he signed to Forgiven Music. Shouts out to Karen and Light for starting Forgiven Music. Himself, Don J Live, as well as Kid Lee, are signed to it. But yeah, he's heavy. He has the sound, and I mentioned this when we talked on the interview. He just has that Southern sound. And when you talk about the lyric content and everything he's done, he actually was a poet too as well. So he's done poetry as well as be an artist. Mm-hmm. And I love this transparency in saying he had to take time out to really just focus on what God had called him to do, which was at the time do his family, maybe make sure he's ready when he got back into doing music, the balance, because he didn't want that to take away from his family and everything his wife and his babies, you know, brought to the household. He wanted to be that kingdom man in his household and make sure that the time lined up right. So I appreciate when men can say, you know what? Absolutely. I do believe God has called me to do music, but I do want to make sure it's the right timing and make sure my house is in order before I get to doing music. So shouts out to you, Don J Live, for doing what you're doing. Like I said, go run those numbers up. Listen, we're going to get out of here. We got to, when I tell you this week is off the hook, y'all might as well start tweeting people now. Dice, you brought it up today, so we're going to have to talk about it.
What we got to talk about?
We're going to have to talk about, you know what I'm saying, the struggles of the mind and the struggles of your thinking and, you know, being a prisoner in your mind. You brought up something in the Memorial Day conversation today that, yes, prisoners in the mind. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. So tap in tomorrow. That's going to be that real for you tomorrow. Okay. And we got an exclusive spiritual detox. I ain't going to tell you who on, but you're going to want to hear this testimony tomorrow from this artist. So listen, have a great day. Be safe. Have a fun time. Love on your family. Love on your friends. And continue to show the love of Christ. Remember to stay focused on turning your negative into a positive. Jesus Christ is always the answer. Kingdom advancement is always the goal. The fix is in. We out.
Peace, y'all.
New videos, music, articles, devos, and more. Stay connected. Get the app now so you don't miss a thing. Visit holyculture.net.